I'm used to doing shows that nobody listens.
You're used to doing shows that nobody listens.
Yeah, yeah. So I would be like talking to myself.
What do you, do you use Cantonese?
Okay. Cantonese, yeah.
Ladies and this is how I start my show.
Okay.
Ladies and gentle whores. Welcome to Online Podcast. This week is very interesting. It sounds kind of weird, but I'm actually spending a weekend with the wife of my coworker.
Everyone is not gonna know who I am now.
Oops. Huh? Oh, no. Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
Which coworker?
Right. I have so many jobs, right?
Yeah.
So, anyway, so I have Jing.
And the
gender
of my husband is secretive, too.
Right, that's right. Jing is here with me, and it's a really kind of interesting. We should talk about a little bit about how we ended up here at Nordstrom.
Yeah.
We
went shopping.
Yes, because I was talking about like skincare.
Yeah, and I'm expert.
She's an expert. She's got perfect skin. As you guys saw, some of you actually follow me on Twitter would know that I had my plastic surgery this last Friday.
Uh-huh.
And I still have all my scars on my face, but pretty soon I'll be very gorgeous. So, I hope I'm still recording. Let me check. Because I don't use this to record. But
is it?
Okay. Yeah, it's recording.
Is it? Okay, whatever you say.
I hope it's still recorded. Okay. Anyway, and then
we do that one more time next time if it doesn't. Okay.
Yeah, and so we decided after we had dim sum,
mm-hmm.
we decided to come to the mall
because I have nothing to do.
Right. Because oh my gosh, I almost say the name.
Because my husband is not in town.
Yeah. So Jing's husband is not in town. Therefore, mm-hmm. we thought that we'll like kind of spend the Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Doing stuff and coming to the mall,
mm-hmm.
and she said she can help me get some samples.
Yep. And you didn't.
So what did you
almost
do?
Didn't believe me, because you think that all the salespeople are gonna like push you buy stuff.
Yes.
I was like, no, that's okay. I was like at ease.
She was very comfortable, and she's just like suddenly went into this character.
Really? Did I do that?
You just walk in and say, oh,
yeah, because I'm like the best customer that you can ever find. You always act like that. You always act like you're gonna buy your whole shop.
You're so good.
You really want to you show them you're really sincere, that you're here, you heard of it, but you don't know much about it, but you only know enough to come to the counter.
You know that it's good, but you don't really know.
Yeah, but actually using the product, of course, faithfully for almost a year.
We can say what product it is. It's what brand? It's
Philosophy.
Philosophy.
I love that. I love that brand. I love that.
Maybe
stuff.
Philosophy can sponsor my podcast.
That would be cool.
I don't think so. How many people listen to my show? 200 people?
I don't know. Yeah. And then.
So, yeah, what happened?
So, I just walk in. Because we have a little, preparation. I was like, oh, what should we say? I was like, I'll just say that my boyfriend is like in this character. I'm not even married.
Yeah.
Okay. And I was like, my boyfriend's face, it's really oily.
Yes, because we had a conversation at dim sum that my face is oily.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
you have oily face.
Yes, I have oily face.
And I was like telling him all this product that he can use, but he couldn't get through it. It just didn't get through to him. Like, it's really easy, so I prove it to him. And I walk up, and I was like, oh, I really like that. I want to get something for my husband. Well, no, my boyfriend.
Yes.
Okay, all of a sudden I'm married. My boyfriend. It didn't sleep at that time.
Yeah, you were good. You were good.
I was really good. I like that. And I was like, his face is really oily, but I really want him to pick out something, to use something. And I like your brand. Your brand doesn't look too girlish. Maybe he would try it. But what if he's allergic? And then immediately, he put out bottles. And I was like, I'm going to give you some bottles.
Yeah, so this is a little tiny sample bottle.
Yeah. You can use it, probably last for like 2-3 days. Probably. And then I was like, how about sunscreen?
She's so good. She's like tested everything. She got me.
I would be like pretending I'm looking at stuff that I've never seen before. And I was like, what is that? And what is that? And he would be explaining it to me. I'll be really interested. and he would be like pouring out sample for us.
Yes,
and
yes.
then I would be looking at the others, oh, what is that? Is it good for me? And then I'm not even want to buy it, but it actually sounds really good, the pill. I'll probably get them. The oxygen pill.
Yeah,
I think
yeah,
it's really, it's
good.
A really good idea. Okay.
If you try it, you have to let me know whether it's
but
good.
I'm probably not going to buy it from them because I need to pay tax. I'll probably buy it online, free shipping.
But, which, you know, tax is how many percent here?
Seven, eight percent.
Which is actually not too bad. I think for...
Versus nothing.
For $70?
$1. Well, every penny is saved.
That's true.
Right?
But if you like, if you need to buy it now, like if I really want to use it... like
then you ask for more sample.
Oh my gosh.
It comes in really fast. You go to skinstore.com, it comes in like two
maybe
3 days.
Maybe skinstore...
Skinstore.com.
Skinstore.com should sponsor me.
Sponsor me? While you I would be like, perfect.
Oh, you should start a podcast about skincare.
Is that really that much to talk about, though?
There's a lot of people like me who wants to do something, but I have no idea what to do.
But the fact is, I was talking to you at the restaurant. I was telling all about this stuff, and you still don't understand. I have to pull you to the counter.
I think I understand, but I don't want to. Because I hate it. I totally hate the routine.
But now you know it's only a cleanser.
Yeah, this is actually a lot
really?
More.
Because the cleanser,
doable.
You do not need to use like. We're pulling out all the sample now. We have three bottles.
Three bottles in front of us.
Okay, we have the Purity Wash.
Purity
which
Wash.
Which is like.
That sounds kind of like. Anyway.
But you sell. You
like
said
a virgin.
Smell.
Like a virgin wash. Purity
Isn't
Wash.
Isn't it nice? You can go back to as a virgin again.
Oh, if you wash your hoo-ha.
Yeah, and then you will be like a virgin. Oh, again.
Oh my gosh.
The girl is listening to
this in the back. Onlinepodcast.com.
Oh my god. But this is like a three-step. Like you.
Okay,
don't
purity
need,
wash.
Okay, you don't need toner. This is almost like a,
I didn't even know what toner does. What does it do?
Well,
it tightens your pore or something?
Yes, that's what they say. But what I've actually heard from like some dermatologists is the facial wash before, they do leave some kind of, I don't know if it's scrub or something, the soap.
Soap that, scum on the face.
Yeah, but it's not that
What does
much.
That do? Is it because that, does that block your face or
it's
what?
It's called block the face and it dry you out. And
is that
like,
when is that why you get like the tight face after you wash
yes.
your face?
Okay. Yeah. And well, but you do want to be tighter. After the toner, your face is even tighter. It feels like because it usually have alcohol in it. But nowadays, that so many toner doesn't have alcohol. But anyway, whole different story.
Yeah,
and,
sensitive skin cannot use alcohol. I heard.
Yeah, but then this purity wash. Anyways, you just take out one step because they said it's a. Makeup remover, but I try it with makeup
not very
on.
Good.
Not very good. Yeah.
That's good for me then.
Yeah.
Because I wear my makeup very light.
Yeah, you wear your oil every day.
My oil?
Your oil every
yes.
day. Your
that's,
body oil.
That's thicker than makeup. That's one inch thick.
Thicker than mine.
I'll scrape it off and sell
it. But my
sell
husband
it.
Actually used this. Mm-hmm. I've been using this for a year almost. And he actually used it and he has really oily face also.
And
it
control
really, it works very well with him. He thinks that the oil just come off and it doesn't dry his face and his face just feels so smooth after
what time. About like I feel like when I wash my face in the shower in the morning uh-huh. and then usually when it comes after lunch uh-huh. I get very oily. I'm probably oily now
after
see
lunch.
You can see it.
Yeah
I'm,
because
I'm a little shiny
you're, yeah you're, it's just your
what
nature
do you do
of
then?
Your skin
what do you do
I don't have
I wish...
oily skin I was born that way.
I wish
I'm sorry. My skin is perfect. I apologize.
I wish there's some kind of product.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this here hope in the bottle.
The hope in the bottle is gonna help you. It has hydraulic acid on it.
That's something that you said that I didn't understand before was that you have. How does it work?
Well, okay, your face gets oily because it is dehydrated.
Yes, yeah, that's the part that you told me that I didn't know.
Yeah, because your skin dehydrated so that your face, your skin try to take up, just try to produce more oil, just try to keep it moist.
Uh-huh.
That's why you get your face so oily.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you just need to hydrate your skin very well.
How do you hydrate your skin?
You just use a good product. You have the product that hydrates your skin.
Good moisturizer?
Yeah,
what about that thing? I forgot, you know, there's a bottle in the kit.
The serum.
Oh, serum, yeah.
Serum,
yeah. Do you use it?
I use that. I use that after the wash, before the cream.
That's too many steps for me.
Well, then you skip that. You probably use the cream first. Then, because after a certain age, you feel like you need more. It just depends. Mm. And then I do use a hydrating serum to put on my nose, because I do get oily on my around my nose and like on my chin a little bit. So I just put on those areas.
How do you put them on?
Just one
drop.
Is
it like water?
Yeah, it's almost like a consistency of a little thicker than water.
Oh, I know. It's like some hair serum. Like when there's a little, I use hair. Like I used to use hair serum.
Yeah.
So it's all. It's slightly thicker than
water, but
than
not
water.
Like oil.
But it's clear.
It's clear.
Yeah. Okay, I think I know. And it evaporates. Right?
Well, evaporate. You absorb. Your face absorbs. It doesn't evaporate. But it depending on which serum, of course. Most of them are like translucent. So you
I cannot believe you will be listening to skincare on online.
Oh,
gentle
isn't...
horror.
Oh my god. But they were calling. Oh, I knew that already. How can you, John?
I don't know any of my. Do you guys? You have to tell me. If you guys listen to this show, and men especially, I think women, some women, are probably already do that.
Seriously, some women, even at my age, they have no clue
about like
skincare. Yeah.
I always think it's a scam.
It gets me so frustrated. Because you only get one face.
That's what she said.
I keep saying
so much work, so much work.
Yeah, but you can change your car, you can move out of a house, you can change your house. You only have one face your entire life. And you do not reverse time. Okay?
You gotta turn back time, bro. And then, So what I didn't like, no, listeners, if you are especially men or even women, if you do not use any skincare product like, you know, cleanse, I use Clean and Clear.
Clean and Clear.
And I use the Clean and Clear moisturizer too.
Mm-hmm.
But I
see
is
what
that
you
enough?
See what you end up with.
I have
look
like,
at your pictures.
But
if
I'm uglier
working,
to that.
If you were if it works.
Let me look at, there's a mirror here.
I know if it works, I don't
like,
think you ever need to do that.
I look like a moon right now.
Yeah, I've seen worse, actually. I've seen worse.
I have... right now it's drying, so hopefully...
Stop touching it!
I know,
stop
I keep touching.
Touching it!
That's one itchy one right under my
stop
eye.
Stop touching it! In fact, it's gonna leave a scar.
How many dots do I have?
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12...
I have to take my glasses off.
A dozen?
A dozen?
Yeah.
I have 12 dots on my face.
But it's okay, you're a guy. I'll probably go really depressed.
I don't care anymore. Yeah.
Look like that.
The first time when I did it, because this is my second time, the first time they used liquid nitrogen, and so that was big spots. Like these. They never did the other ones, but they were big spots, like a dime size.
Oh,
like that.
No.
All over my face. And it'd be like big, fat spots.
How long did it take for you to heal?
About 3 months.
Oh, no.
And it's still, you can still, I don't know if you can still. I mean, it's so that's why I want to quickly
really.
Get these done.
Okay.
Because these are so small.
Okay.
And in 3 months, they will hopefully would go away.
So your skin product is not really working for you. That's why you have all those blemishes. And I think the key thing is you do not use sunscreen. That's why.
Oh.
Sunscreen is the key. The ultraviolet is the number one thing.
I didn't ever smell. I have to smell this.
Okay. Okay, anyway. The ultraviolet is the number one thing to age you in any way. So... Whatever it is, even
I
though...
I don't like the smell of SPF.
You don't like this one? Okay.
It's not too bad.
It's
but
not too
you
bad.
Can smell the SPF, though.
But if the SPF is in the lotion, you can hardly smell it. Is it good?
It's not good. But it's okay. I can use it.
Just put a dab on all over your face.
But does it...
Let me smell it. You've been smelling it like for 6 times already, and you cannot tell what it is.
You can smell the SPF though.
It smells like the beach. Think
I hate
about,
that.
Okay, you don't like the swimming?
Yeah, because I hate smelling SPF smell on other people. That drives me nuts.
It's not like you're gonna rub your nose.
Oh my god, you smell like SPF.
Are you gonna rub your nose on their back now?
on your face
when they put.
Okay, the rest I really like. SP, I'm so gonna now have to start, only, especially summer.
Now you only need, well, actually winter, even rainy day.
Oh really?
You still
like every day you have to apply.
Every day.
So much work.
Every day, because when I move back, because I'm not like, I'm just staying home right now at this point,
yes.
And I don't put so much sunscreen on because I'm just at home.
Right.
And my like I still and then my blemishes started coming out.
Oh.
And I think that's the key. Just that's why I started putting on sunscreen, like even when I'm.
I can see you can see a lot of like
the freckles
coming.
The freckle is okay, but the blemishes is really bothering you, right? I mean, the freckles
like
you can probably, well, I can cover it up or but it's not too bad for you actually. I have like a big spot.
I used to have a really good complexion,
uh-huh.
And. But then lately, for the last few years, then I started to have all this, you know, dots.
Because your skin change.
Those are the things, maybe because I'm aging and it's...
Yeah, you're at different age and then your skin change, the environment change, the season change. Even if going
you're
from
so good.
Summer...
You should be a philosophy spokesperson.
Summer and winter, your skin just needs different thing. It's like in the winter you want like chili, but in the summer you want salad, okay? You want like soba, cold noodle.
Soba is good.
Oh, okay.
And I think I'll definitely try these.
Because now you only
purity
have like
wash.
Three things,
yeah.
That you need to do.
That's doable.
See, three things is so easy if you can just religiously
like
follow
even,
this.
Even when I went to my dermatologist, uh-huh. On this is the first time actually when I saw her, she said that, you know, I can give you this thing. And you would wash your face at night, and then you put your moisturizer on, and then you put this thing that she prescribed for me. She said it will control my oily skin.
Mm.
Maybe I should try that too. It's
okay.
Prescribed. It's doctor prescribed.
But you probably want to wait on that, do you? After you heal a little bit.
Yeah,
more.
Yeah.
Or does she say
well,
that?
She never said. No, she actually asked me to use it.
Okay. After you wash your face or what? When you use it?
She said after I wash my face,
mm-hmm.
Moisturize, mm. And then put the thing that she prescribed. I don't even know what it's called.
Yeah, then you can, of course, you can do it.
A pea size of that. She said it would do the whole face.
Okay.
Maybe I should try that too.
Yeah,
maybe that would control my oil. But I still think that I should maybe take better care of my skin regardless.
Just start to use something.
But isn't skin clean and clear good enough?
If it's working, you won't be having this surgery. That's what I'm talking about. If it's working for you, that's fine. If you're looking
yeah.
beautiful and fabulous,
well,
of course.
Well, that's true. But
you're miserable now.
I have 12 dots on my
yes.
face. I have 12 lucky dots on
I'm
my face.
I'm so mean.
That's
why
okay.
he likes me.
It's okay. Bitches are allowed on the show. You have to be
of
a
course,
bitch to be
yeah.
on the show.
Yes.
Gentle horse. And what was that? Oh no, I was gonna ask you something. Let me check out how long already. This recording is not in stereo because 18 minutes, so good. I wanna ask you. You are from Hong Kong.
Yeah.
And I speak Cantonese a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some of my listeners speak
you crack
Cantonese.
Me
too.
Up every
yeah,
time
when
you
I
say
when
that,
I say
yeah.
Cantonese. Well, just now when I said it, like it, oh, I almost say his name. Your husband called. Very scary.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, I was supposed to tell another story this week.
Make up your mind now.
I'll tell everything.
Okay.
But I cannot tell that story with you here because it's very embarrassing. Or maybe
okay.
I can.
I don't know.
Actually, I'll probably...
Whatever, this show you can put it next week or whatever.
That's true.
Yeah,
right? Yes. But I'm kind of lazy. I kind of...
Okay,
do
just
that.
Stop.
Anyway.
The audience is just going to be so mad.
Yes.
They're going to punch you now.
I'm ADD, you know, I go everywhere.
Okay.
Okay, there's that I want to talk about. And then there is...
No, just talk what
oh,
you're
Cantonese.
Doing.
Oh,
Cantonese.
Cantonese,
yeah.
I want to ask you, because we were talking about Cantonese and she would laugh.
Yeah.
Because she has Malaysian friends who speak Cantonese and it's
I
different.
Well, I'm from Hong Kong. I have friends from Macau.
Mm-hmm.
I have friends from Malaysia. And I make fun of all of them.
Even in Macau yeah. it's different?
They have like a few words that are different. A
like
couple.
What? Do you laugh at them?
Yeah. Because I'm such a bitch.
Because so,
I'm so mean all the time. They hate me.
What are the words that...
There was like, just probably two words that I noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you push a button, in Cantonese, the action push.
Let me see if I can say it. Quiz me.
No, test push me. Push. Oh, okay. Push a button. How do you say it?
撳掣.
Yeah, 撳掣. Even you say it right? 撳掣. Uh-huh. And then in Macau, people will say 撳掣.
Oh.
It's very common. All the Macau people, they will say 撳掣 instead of 撳掣.
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder if you can get it if you're just.
But some of my
Asian?
Yeah, some Asian.
Okay, they probably can.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll make fun of that.
暗咩你？暗暗暗食嘢食飯啊？暗。What are the meaning of 暗? I don't.
Push.
I know, but if you say properly, does it mean anything?
Doesn't mean it would be like
yeah. Thinking like okay. 撳掣, 暗掣,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, isn't it weird? I think it's weird.
And then what? But there's also like Hong Kong people, I heard that they say there's a lot of the younger generation have a lot of like lanyam, like lazy.
Yeah, lazy because your tongue is lazy so that you pronounce it wrong. I think I have some of that too. It just carry out from my teacher.
Like you say 我 or 我. Isn't that sound kind of like Macau also? It's different.
Gum and it's not like lanyam, it's not lazy.
How do you say you in Cantonese?
Nei.
See, that's very proper.
Yeah, that's very proper.
But do you say nei though?
Or
do you say
lei? I don't think so. Lei. I probably have the lazy noise.
Lazy.
Yeah. And then a cow, and it should be ngao, right?
不是牛。
但是, I always say ngao.
Ngao.
Okay, never mind.
Ngao zha.
Ngao zha. Oh,
ngao
that's good. Intestine.
Yes.
But that's also one
okay, another word. Yeah.
Another one that I noticed, it's actually from a friend of mine from Macau.
Uh-huh.
And then he would, when we try to put something like... a dish and then from the wok and then we want to put it on the dish.
Yes, from the wok to the plate.
To the plate and then
like a serving dish.
Yeah, and a serving dish and the action
yes.
of scraping it out would be like put.
Oh, put. Uh-huh.
Yeah, put this on.
Yeah, put zai go with
put. Yeah. And then for some reason that the friend of mine would be say gam.
What?
Gam.
Gam like minus?
Yeah. Gam this on. Gam?
Oh,
I don't understand.
Never heard it.
Yeah, I cracked it. It was like I make fun of him so bad. Gam, 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 gam.
Put.
Yeah.
Put is very funny the word because it sounds like a fart.
Yeah.
See, there are other people.
Okay, we're at the coffee shop. But
it's okay, we're doing a program.
But actually, but not all Macau people say that. But I've heard at least two people say that.
Oh. So a little regional, right?
Yeah.
Regional.
Yeah. But that's just the little things. I don't know. Maybe only.
What about Hong? What about Malaysian? Because there's a lot of Malaysian Cantonese words that is influenced by Malay words.
Well, I make fun of Malaysian people speaking English, though.
Oh, like how? Okay, that's like, it.
There was one time. No. There was one time. We were talking about. We have like. Playful thing like yap sat yim sat gam gan gap
zai. Ah, yes.
Can you say that? Yap sat yim sat gam gan gap zai.
Yap sat yim sat gam gan gap zai.
Yeah, you're really good actually.
Mine is yap gap jing sat gam gan gap zai.
Okay, gap jing sat. And then my Malaysian girlfriend, and then she was like, she couldn't catch it at the beginning.
Yeah,
what
it's
we were
very
talking
difficult.
About.
I practiced a lot.
But actually, her Cantonese is really good. And then she was like, what does that mean? I was like, go to the emergency button and push it.
Oh, you speak like in Malaysian English?
Yeah.
I talked about Manglish. You know, we call it Manglish.
Okay.
Like Malaysian English. Go to the emergency room, push the button.
Push the emergency button.
Push button.
Yeah, button.
Yes, button.
And she cracked up so bad.
Yes, we have a very thick Malaysian...
Yeah, and I have like friends from Singapore. They have Singlish. Yeah. Also.
Singlish, Manglish, very similar.
Yeah.
But there are differences. There are some things that in Singapore mean something that means something in Malaysia.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
What are the Cantonese words that you think it's very different? Malaysian Cantonese is different from Hong Kong. I can give you a few examples.
Really?
Like money.
Qin.
Loi.
Oh.
Do you remember that? Like something you hear.
Okay.
Get a loi.
But that's actually the unit of the money.
Yeah, it's but we use it as money.
Okay.
We just use it. We use it as qin.
Yeah, so, but like, it would be like in Japanese yen.
Yes. Well, in,
is it?
You know why? Because in Malay, money is duit. Duit. D-U-I-T. And because some Chinese cannot pronounce D, they say lui, lui, lui. And even in Hokkien,
okay,
it's lui.
Okay.
So it's actually a Malay word and turned into
Cantonese.
Turn into Hokkien and turn into Cantonese.
Okay, okay.
So because it's a local word that a lot of people adapted, mm-hmm. and even in Cantonese, mm-hmm. people start using it.
Mm-hmm.
And then another word is everything. How do you say everything in Cantonese? Everything, like all of these.
Chunbo.
Yeah, chunbo or chunbo. And we say sama. Have you heard of that?
Sama. Okay.
Sama means everything.
Really?
Because it's in Malay. If you ask your parents, semua.
Semua is everything.
Yeah, it's everything.
Yeah. My parents are from Indonesia.
Yeah, so that's why you say sama is the Cantonese version of everything.
I vaguely remember that, actually. I understand.
So if you hear Malaysians say, oh, sama kita lo ya. Like, you know how when you go have dim sum?
Yeah,
how much?
Yeah.
Sama kita lo ya.
Okay.
So that's very different. That's because it's a Malay word.
But it's basically whenever Malaysians speak Cantonese, we just laugh.
You can hear too, right? Can you tell from the accent where they're from?
A little bit, yes.
I'm gonna have to sneeze.
Okay.
This is fun. Even though probably my listeners don't care.
That you need to sneeze?
No. Don't care that we talk about this whole Cantonese thing.
Okay.
But it's still fun. Oh, Jade is our.
Yeah, we have
waitress.
To tip.
Yes.
Later.
Yeah.
No.
20 cents.
Okay.
30 cents.
I'll pick up a dollar.
Other words.
What?
Bread.
Min bao?
Yeah. We call it loti.
Loti. But loti is like Malay.
Yeah.
Some is Malay.
It's a Malay word.
Because my Malaysian maid in Hong Kong, they will say loti.
Yeah, that's right. That's again, it's in Malaysia,
it's
a lot of
bread.
People call it loti.
Yeah. I've heard them saying that.
Loti bao.
Loti bao.
It's min bao.
You have to say the whole thing, loti bao.
Loti bao is like a kind of a type of. Because loti is just bread.
Yeah.
Loti bao is like kind of like the little buns.
Yeah,
call
then
loti
you're redundant.
That's right.
You're reducing.
But you know, loti pao is a specific kind of bread.
Really?
It's like
okay.
If it's shaped round,
okay.
Then it's like a loti pao.
Okay.
But if it's just loti, it means roti.
You
like
probably need to like
bread.
Take some picture, put it on your website.
You know, they can imagine it.
Really?
I'm very lazy.
I can't. Seriously, I cannot.
No, it's kind of like like, you know, some kind of bun that's has filling inside.
Mm.
Like the.
That's okay. I don't care.
No. Nai yao bao or whatever.
That lai kind yao bao,
yeah.
Okay.
Nai.
Nai yao bao.
My lai.
That's okay.
Oh my goodness. What are the Cantonese words? Do
what
you
are
think
the?
Like your friend, your Malaysian friend say something and then you just say, oh, that's very Malaysian. Let me think if there's another one.
I don't know anything. Anything that you guys say is so funny. In the Cantonese, because like you guys have some accent. It's like when a American speak Chinese, you make fun of them, right?
Because
I got made fun of when I speak English when
that's
I start
right.
coming here. So what?
So we have to
now.
Laugh
I can't laugh at you now. All the damage in my childhood.
The scars.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we speak Cantonese.
Yeah.
各位听众大家好.
Jeez.
That made her laugh. I made her laugh. Why is it funny?
I don't know. It's just different, I guess.
Yeah.
But we make fun of people from Guangzhou who actually the native language is Cantonese,
yes.
And it's the origin is from Guangzhou,
yeah.
And we make fun of them speaking.
Because it's too pure.
I don't know. It's just
funny.
I'm just
it's different.
I'm just mean.
Yeah.
Hong Kong people, big from the big city.
How? Oh, I always want to ask this question because we call people from Hong Kong honky.
What
and
is
you know,
that?
Here it's very different.
Hongkongese, they call.
Is it really?
Yes, I read it on the newspaper.
They
call us Hongkongese.
Hongge or Hongge?
Hongkongese.
How do you spell it?
Hong Kong and then
Hongkongese.
Yeah, and then G I
N E S E.
Something like that.
So is it two word or one word?
Probably two words.
Hongkongese.
Hongkongese. Yeah. Hongkongese.
I don't know. I always you're from Hong Kong. If you don't know,
but
I, nobody knows.
It used to be like we would get pissed when people say that we are Chinese.
Because you want to separate yourself
from
mainland China.
Say that we are from China.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I was younger, I would be like, oh,
offended.
This is weird. I'm not from
I'm
China.
Not Chinese, yeah.
I am Chinese, but I'm from Hong
China.
Kong.
Right, right.
I'm Chinese from Hong Kong.
Differentiate that.
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
I'm just racist, okay? I think the racist thing is so weird in this country. Every country, every people are just racist, but the white people just really get people so mad for some reason. They're so scared to be racism. It's like, so what? The Italian, the Mexican, the Japanese, Chinese, we are all racist. At some point, like, you just
to different
take,
levels.
You just take
no,
it
I think,
lightly.
I think racism is maybe too strong a word. I think because racism can, you know, I think why Americans are more sensitive to that because of slavery. That's why
and
it's
all
more
the incidents
it's stronger.
That happen.
It's because it means so much more for people who had a history of being a slave. That's why it's stronger. That word is stronger. But for those of us who are just different, mm-hmm. you know, different races and different all that. But you know, I'm a big to some level. I don't think it's really. I think racism is too big a term. I think you have different levels.
Okay.
Because we all grew up in our own group. That's why you always have like, you know, different group. You're like, oh, you know, people from mainland China is a little rough. Not so cultured, not so polished. It's like,
it was before I came here to study though. It was when I was really young. I would go to China, but they really talk loud and the toilet is always really dirty.
Yes.
And they're really not polite. That's why we have that kind of impression.
Right. You know what? I had the same impression too.
But after I came here, I really know much more people from mainland China. I have so much respect.
Right.
I love them. Okay.
Right, right. Here's the thing. And racism and not. I don't know what it's racism. Maybe it's just prejudice.
Prejudice. Yeah.
Prejudice. Like because we. When your eyes and your views or perspective are narrow, you tend to be more. Prejudice because you think that everybody's like that because your vision is small, and then when you get to know more people and your vision is wider then you, but it's funny though.
It's
sometimes
still fun.
Sometimes it's just fun
to make fun of people. You can make fun of me and I will just fight back. I'll get you.
for speaking Cantonese badly. Anyway,
what were we talking about?
I forgot.
I don't know. From skincare to Cantonese.
That's crazy. I think it's about. Let me check on the
how
time.
Long?
It's pretty good.
How long is your show usually, though?
It's like 30, 40 minutes.
Okay.
We have 33 minutes. No,
already?
Think, yeah, we should stop chatting.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you very much. And if you like Jing, she used to have her own podcast.
I don't think the server is up anymore. It's all been deleted.
Do you still have the files?
I do.
Oh, I want
but
to hear it.
It's so silly.
I want to hear it.
I was singing a little bit also.
Singing?
Yeah, I would like put some, I would record some song, but it's gospel, forever, whatever. And then
I want to hear it.
Just, but no instrument though. It's just my voice. That's it. And then I used to send it to my husband and let him listen to it, and then he think it.
Did he laugh?
No. Well, he
didn't
would,
make fun of
he
me.
Would not dare.
He would not dare to make
he
fun
He would
of.
Not dare.
Would you let me hear it?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, one time. Yeah, when we have time. Yeah,
okay,
when you have
next time.
I'm usually... have nothing to do right now.
Right
I'm
now.
Jobless.
Yes. And she's very free at home.
Yeah.
Always make really good snack cakes and stuff.
Oh, I forgot the... Oh, yeah. I forgot the Rice Krispie treat that I made.
Oh.
I saved you 2 bags.
Oh, well, thank you, thank you.
The chocolate and
are you trying to make me fatter?
4 different flavors so that I don't look so fat if everyone around me are fat.
That's right.
That's my evil thought.
Feed the people around you.
Evil plan.
My evil plan is to eat as much as possible. Oh, never mind. That doesn't work.
Yay.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
Okay. We'll do that some more time.
Yes. We will do that another time. I want you to tell me about... what is it that we said we want to talk about? That's my stuff.
You forgot.
I'm wondering if I should tell the story.
Right now?
I still have a little time.
Okay, go ahead.
It's kind of embarrassing and a little gross.
So what? I've been mean to you anyway.
Well,
it's
I don't really
gonna,
mind it,
it's
but
not going to get any worse.
I'm more concerned about people around me
really?
Right now.
Okay, maybe you can do that in the car.
No, I don't want to edit.
Okay.
I have to record like all everything all at once.
Okay.
Okay, so... Oh my gosh, this is kind of funny. I only told Bruce.
Okay.
But one day I was working last week.
Okay.
Maybe just very quietly. I was working very quiet. I mean, I was working very late.
Okay.
At another job, and this is like talking about 3:30 in the morning, and I came out and it was super cold. And if I'm at home, I would probably use a bad word, but right now I'm in the public, so I cannot use it. It was so freaking cold.
Okay.
And I was very tired because I work full day, full time job, and then I have to go to the part time job. And work from 7 o'clock until 3:30 in the morning. And so, no, not 7 o'clock. So I work day job 8 o'clock until 5 o'clock. And then work 6 o'clock until 3:30 a.m.
Wow.
Anyway, I mean, it's fine. That's fine. I don't do that all the time.
Okay.
And so I was very tired. And I was so ready to go home.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have to get up at 6:30
mm-hmm.
to go to my job again.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to my car. It was very cold. And I click on my clicker. It doesn't open. And I was like, no way. So I tried to click again. It doesn't open again. And I realized, and that happened before when the wind is really strong and blow to the car, it blocked up my lock.
Really?
So I tried to use my key to open it.
Okay.
It won't. It was turned on and it will click back off again.
It must be the wrong car.
No, it's not the wrong car.
It's not the wrong car?
No, it was my right car.
Really?
But the worst thing is...
But it's 3:30 in the morning.
I know, that's only my car. And so, there's no other cars there, obviously. It's 3:30. And so, I went to my car, and I was like, oh my gosh, I don't believe it. It cannot happen right now. It's very cold, I'm very tired, I need to go home. And I tried to use the key to unlock my car, and it doesn't.
Work.
Like, I'll unlock it, it will click back on.
Okay.
So, I walked to the other side,
mm-hmm.
and... try to open the lock,
mm-hmm.
and it finally opened with the key, so it clicked, and so I opened the door and it opened.
Mm-hmm.
So it was too cold that I cannot open. So I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so tired, and I need to get it. So now I have to climb over to the other side, and then at that moment, this is the most embarrassing part.
Okay.
I have to say it really softly, and then I farted.
So what? It's in the middle.
No,
of the night.
Wait. And something more than a fart came out. I cannot believe I'm telling you.
You shit your pants?
I sharted.
How can you be that tired? To like, you lost control on your muscle?
No, it was like maybe something that I ate that afternoon or something. I don't know. It just felt like a normal fart, but it came out more than fart.
It so could be something with your stomach. You got sick or something?
I don't know. It was just that night.
Okay. Then what?
So I sharted on my pants. I think it's a lot, but...
Then what did you do?
And so I didn't know.
Okay.
Because it was
you
like a normal.
Know?
I didn't know. It was like... I thought about it in like a split second. I thought, oh shit, I sharted. And then I didn't really think much of it. I was like, oh my gosh, no way, right? Sometimes, you know, there are times when you farted, you felt like you pooped your pants.
Yeah.
But you just, sometimes it was just like a very hot fart.
Yeah.
And so I felt it a little bit. I was like, no way. I continued to, like, you know, do my stuff and walk into the
then
car
climb
and climb over. When I was climbing, it's when I felt it. I was like, oh, it was a little wet.
And you can feel a little weight.
No, no way. No, it's just a little slippery.
Oh. Must have been just a little bit. Tiny bit.
So I was like, oh my gosh. Then it got a little cold.
Oh. Then what happened when you sit down?
But it was horrible because you have to climb. Because you, when you climb, it you have moved? To like, yeah. It was just a little slippery.
Oh no.
It was a little wet. Oh. And then I quickly took, I have a bunch of like napkins in my car.
What? You just grabbed?
So I grabbed those napkins and I put like, make it this big wad.
You make
of
yourself.
Net, and then I put it under,
a pad?
In my. Yes? I made a pad. I hope I'm still recording. I cannot believe I'm telling.
You make yourself a freaking pad.
I know.
A napkin.
A poop liner. So I cannot believe I'm telling you this.
But you're gonna podcast.
Well, I've only met Ching twice. This is
maybe
third
more
time.
Than that.
Is
I
it
don't know.
I feel like I've met you a long time ago.
Maybe 3 or 4 times.
3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
So I cannot believe I'm telling you.
I know, but my husband keeps telling me about you.
So you kind of, you feel like kind of...
Yeah, he keeps like, you guys are going to be like sisters.
Oh, because I think he can tell that our personality...
Probably. I'm like, we'll see.
Because she's a bitch too.
Yeah, I roll mine. We'll see. If she...
No, admit it. You like it. Anyway, so that's the story. I told people what... When I was at work, right?
Okay.
I was like, you guys... Because... I only slept for 2 hours. I went back home.
Mm-hmm.
I have to clean up.
Aww.
And so I had to clean myself. And,
well, you just took a shower.
I didn't take a shower, but I have wet wipes.
What? Anyway. You're so gross.
I was late. I only have 2 hours
okay,
of sleep.
Okay.
So anyway, I clean myself.
Okay.
And I wash. I have to wash my clothes.
Okay.
It's not that bad.
It's just your underwear, right?
My underwear. No, I got my pants on.
Oh. Even with the pants? You're not doing a really good job of that.
No, it was like, I think before I put my pad on, it got on my pants a little bit.
We go buy you some Always and put it in your car.
Always? Is it for the front or for the back?
No, it's in the middle for the...
Oh.
What front and the back? That's like a daytime and a nighttime. That's what front
is
and
Always
back.
The women one or is it like a regular diaper for like
the
depends.
Women's
pad. Oh, okay. It's probably too absorbing to suck out more poop, huh? Suck it all out. Anyway,
okay.
And so, can you imagine a ride? Ooh, the front.
So gross.
Anyway,
how
so,
long did it was that ride from your work to?
It was about 15 minutes.
Okay, that's
so it's not too
bad. But that must be the longest 15 minutes in your
I
life.
I kept laughing. Like
you laughed.
I laughed so hard.
Because I would be so upset.
I know. I thought I would be crying, but because it was so late, I was so tired.
I would be
like,
crying.
Like when I moved in my car when. Because you know, I was in denial. I was
okay.
Like, no way, no way, no way. So when I climbed over, that's when I actually
okay.
felt it in my pants. And I was like, I was cracking up. I was laughing so hard. I didn't tell, you know, I hope nobody at work is listening. Because I told them that something really embarrassing happened, but I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Oh.
But I'll probably, it's like the first thing I thought
you
of.
You want them to know it all else. Why would you say that?
It's funny. It was,
it's
well,
funny.
Plus, I only had 2 hours of sleep.
Okay.
So I was like, kind of like,
oh,
a little giddy.
Oh, you're tipsy? Okay.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, something really funny happened last time. I'm going to tell you what it is. But I'll probably record it on my show, I said.
You should not mention that. They're going to figure it out now.
Oh, I don't really care.
Okay.
But anyway.
Keep going.
So you can oh I almost said his name. You can tell your husband that. So it was really
funny.
They
really want to know who my husband is now.
No, they don't.
Okay.
And then but anyway, the funny thing is I put my pants.
Okay.
And so yeah, that's the part that I felt like, oh my gosh, it's so funny. I think I may have to record that. So that's why I did this. I did this all for you listeners. In front of many people here in the cafe. In front of my coworker's wife that I've only met 3-4 times. Oh my gosh, so embarrassing.
It's
but
either he likes me or either you really hate me, you think that you're not going to see me anymore. That's why you're telling me this.
No, I think you probably want to see me more. Oh, it is so embarrassing. What time? I have to work tonight. What time is it now?
Okay. But then, okay, you finish up.
Anyway, so that's it going to be... I have that phone.
It's 5:30.
Oh,
okay,
it's
we
good,
go
it's
now.
Good,
okay.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, we've been talking
you have
so
the same
long.
Phone?
I have that phone.
Okay,
before
same color?
My iPhone. No, not pink. Not pink. You can play song and you can shake it, right?
This one.
Did
no.
you know?
Really?
Is it not the same? Yeah, I thought
I
it is.
I don't think it's the same.
You slide up, right?
You've got to show the podcast.
Okay. All night. All right. We will finish and then thank you so much for listening poop on my pants.
Okay, bye.
And bye. And Jing is my special guest this podcast.
It's
and
so fun.
Next time, if she comes back again, we will talk some more.
We'll see if anyone wants to listen. Well, I don't care. Huh?
Right. She's thinking, I asked her to start her own podcast. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, always don't forget to smile. Bye. Just think, if you cannot smile, just think of me pooping my pants. You'll laugh. Yeah. Okay, bye. Oh, I've got to work tonight.